540 AM Jackson, W266 DR Waukesha, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
This is the CBS World News Roundup Late Edition, presented by Indeed.com.
I'm Christopher Cruz in the Washington Bureau. This is a nice day to be indoors in many parts of the country. 100 million Americans are facing extreme heat conditions, including in the Southeast, the Southwest, and the Mid-Atlantic. Kathy Powell is out running in Lake Johnson, North Carolina, near Raleigh.
I think I'm just going to hit my 2 miles and then come back and just get the floor and trying to stay in the shade as opposed to hitting any of the sun.
Even parts of the Northwest will be warmer than usual. About 15,000 employees at more than 60 major hotels in Los Angeles and Orange County have walked off the job. They want higher pay and better benefits. Ruth Dominguez works as a housekeeper.
Downtown is very expensive. You know, rent and gas, food, everything is expensive.
The union says it's been trying to negotiate a new contract since April. The reward for information leading to arrests in this week's weekend's deadly shooting in Baltimore is now up to $28,000. Two people were killed, at least 28 others injured, when gunfire erupted during a block party early yesterday morning. More from CBS's Willie James Inman.
Law enforcement officials tell CBS News there is concern that Sunday's mass shooting at a block party in the Brooklyn section of Baltimore will trigger a retaliatory attack and a new cycle of gun violence.
We are doing everything in our power to ensure that the horrific violence that occurred this weekend is not repeated either in Brooklyn or any other neighborhood across Baltimore.
It turns out a lot of Americans were infected with the coronavirus during the pandemic. On the Health Watch, CBS's Alexander Tien.
Around 22.5% of Americans ages 16 and older had not caught COVID-19 at least once through the end of last year. That's according to new estimates from the CDC studying antibodies from blood donations that were collected around the country.
The CDC says virtually every American age 16 and older, 96.7%, had antibodies either from getting vaccinated, surviving the virus, or some combination of the two. Another 4th of July means another round of competitive hot dog eating and lots of calories consumed. CBS's Matt Piper at the preview.
Joey Chestnut, who claimed his 15th victory last year, but in 2021 set a record of 76 hot dogs and buns. At Monday's weigh-in,
a lot of humidity tomorrow, very likely. Can you break it?
I'm going to be sweating. It's not going to be pretty, but I'm going to do whatever it takes to get those dogs down, and I'll be making a run for the record.
Matt Piper, CBS News, New York.
It was an abbreviated session on Wall Street today, and the day before the 4th of July, the Dow closed up 11 points, S&P 500 up 5, NASDAQ up 29 points. This is CBS News.
Need to hire quality candidates fast? You need Indeed, the end-to-end hiring solution. Attract, interview, and hire candidates all in one place. Visit Indeed.com/credit.
Your hometown radio, refreshed. Keeping you informed, entertained, and connected on the Civic Media Network, civicmedia.us.
For Civic Media News, I'm Stuart J. Waddles. Here's what you need to know in Southeast Wisconsin. The first 3,000 people at Waukesha's Lowell Park tonight will get free globe bracelets, adding a ground-level visual to the event. The sky will come alive with fireworks at around 9:30. Milwaukee's mayor supports the closure of a road to support a big business. Cavalier Johnson is in favor of closing Cass Street between Mason and Wells to assist Northwestern Mutual in connecting their parking garage to their office building. The city's Pedestrian and Bicycle Advisory Committee opposes the plan, advocating for continuous access for bicyclists on the proposed walkway connecting the buildings. Speed and alcohol are likely involved in a fatal Mequon crash yesterday. A 15-year-old was killed and an 18-year-old was arrested after the collision with a tree near River Road and Lamont Boulevard. For Civic Media News, I'm Stuart J. Waddles.
This summer, 540 AM WAUK has a new lineup.
Yes, that's awesome.
Starting at 6 AM, Up North News, 8 to 10, The Earl Ingram Show. Mondays, 8 to 9, Under the Helmet with the Gravedigger, Gilbert Brown and Earl Ingram. 10 to 12, As Goes Wisconsin. At noon, Civic Media Network News. At 12:15, Town Call. 1 to 3, The Todd Alba Show. 3 to 4, Matt Flynn Direct. 4 to 6, The Devil's Advocates with Dom and Crude. And 6 to 7, The Maggie Dawn Show. On 540 AM WAUK.
Talking to your kids about the dangers of vaping can be hard.
Getting them to listen to Hot Gossip is easy.
So here's some drama you could share with your kid. Dude, did you hear about Cassie and Jake?
No, but did you hear that vaping can cause irreversible lung damage and nicotine affects brain development?
Nuh-uh. You don't need to gossip if you want to have an open conversation about vaping. So if you want to get tips on when and how to talk to your kids, visit talkaboutvaping.org. Brought to you by the American Lung Association and the Ad Council.
You know him as the nose tackle for the green and gold.
1993 to 1999. And again, 2001 to 2003.
125 games, 292 tackles, 7 sacks, and a Super Bowl ring. But there's more to life than stats. And there's more to life than football.
You're about to find out.
Under the Helmet with the Gravedigger. Featuring Packers legend Gilbert Brown and Earl Ingram.
Saturday and Sunday at 1. On Civic Media and the Civic Media app.
That's a little pesky thing, isn't it?
I'm Maggie Dawn. This, of course, is the Maggie Dawn Show. And yeah, Trump is not turning the page anytime soon. I promised you yesterday we're going to do it today. I want to play the tape of Trump actually audibly showing classified documents about plans to invade Iran, potentially, or something having to do with our nuclear preparedness for a war with Iran. In just a second, because it's pretty amazing. Trump has tried out nearly every, if you gave a third grader a project and it was come up with every known or knowable or any kind of excuse you could think of for why you have your teacher's like answer book, you know, how you always wanted the answer book and you took it home. Why do you have this? Oh, well, it was in with a bunch of stuff. Oh, I thought that was my textbook. Yeah, I took that class last year. And even though I'm now in fourth grade, I figured I could keep the answer book. You know, what? It is akin to a third grader struggling to find answers and explanations and excuses for why they've got something they shouldn't have. It's exactly like that. And then, of course, the tape eventually drops. And it did this past week, and we all knew it was going to come at some point in time. That evidence is out there. We knew we were going to hear it. And now we have, you know, what I call the unfiltered Trump, Trump being Trump, not Trump at a rally, not Trump with a mic in front of his face, Trump with some folks he wants to impress, where he feels his ego is threatened. And what will Trump do when he feels his power, his position, his ego is being threatened? Yeah, we now know exactly what he'll do. He'll take confidential documents that he shouldn't have had in the first place, wave them around like he just don't care, and show them to members of the media. And oh, by the way, his excuses have evolved, and not well. None of them have been aging well, but they keep changing. I mean, this faith and freedom rally he was at, by the way, he gets like hailed as a conquering hero at this thing by folks that claim to be Christians, right? And former Governor Christie literally got booed at that convention this past weekend. That's what we've got here. Yeah, at that convention, he said things like, it's outrageous that I've been charged under the Espionage Act. I legally kept my own documents. Whatever documents a president takes, he has an absolute right to take them and keep them. I had every right to have these documents. Yeah, those are all lies. They're knowing lies. He knew they were lies. Lying liars and the lies they tell, whatever that great book title was from back in the day. So I think we should just start with the tape in all of its complete glory. You've probably heard it before, but it bears listening to again and listening to it closely. And because the things he's...
It's cut up into three pieces, right? Because there's a lot here. Let's be real. To just listen to this, fire hose of bad faith.
Yeah, of words.
Yeah, of just logical fallacy and just lies. It's a lot. You know, it overwhelms.
We can do it in pieces.
So we got three little pieces.
I love to talk about the ridiculous things that come right out of his own mouth.
Yeah, but whenever we're ready here.
Yeah. Fire away. Let's take cut one of the actual Trump tape.
That was your coup, you know. Against you.
Well, it started right at the
beginning.
Like
when Millie's talking about, you were going to try to do a coup. No, they were trying to do that before you even were sworn in.
That's right.
Trying to overthrow your election.
Well, with Millie, let me see that. I'll show you an example. He said that I wanted to attack Iran. Isn't it amazing? I have a big pile of papers. This thing just came up. Look.
Just keep on rolling. We'll just keep on going.
Yeah. Let's there's some interesting things in there. First of all, inquiring minds want to know, who's that lady? Right?
There's two
ladies,
who's
that girl?
There's two of them.
I know.
Yeah.
Comes up in the next sort of segment. I want to know who this lady is because she is kissing so much buttocks in this pseudo interview. She said something to the effect of, they were trying to overthrow your election before you were sworn in. Huh?
Like encyclopedic version of what he wants to hear, basically.
Of course, and it also complete oxymoronic nonsense. Nobody's trying to overthrow the 2016 election. Hillary actually conceded, you nitwit. Right? And then she's talking about, and Millie, yes. Mm-hmm. Well, here you've got this moment in time where Trump was trying to rebut the criticism that General Milley was putting out there. And the information that had come out after January 6th, it may have been some period of time before the 6th, but after the election, where it became known that General Milley had gone around and basically said, yeah, if the president gives some order to invade or to go to war, especially with Iran, y'all need to run that one past me to find out if that's a real order.
I'm going to look it up. I think that might have even been before
the election,
the inauguration. Like, it was, you know, he was still president.
Before the 20th.
But he was in panic mode because, you know, it was over. It was over. And things were a little bit tense, we'll just say.
And here, the interesting thing that I think, it, not about the fact that Trump is admitting to a crime, right? He can't deny what's on this tape. The thing that I think is so fascinating to me is that despite this obsequious interviewer's intimations, what Trump is presenting to her does not actually address the criticism that was being leveled at Trump at the time, right? The criticism that was being leveled at Trump at the time was that this man is so unstable, the armed forces can't rely on their commander-in-chief to provide a decent order. He's so distracted. His ego, his fragile psychology is so, so under threat because, as Evan said, likely after the election, but sometime before Biden is sworn in, that he is such a mess. He's a wreck. He's not acting rationally, that Milley has to quietly go out there and say, don't accept war orders from this man. You need to run them past me. Well, the fact that Milley, per Trump in this tape, may have showed Trump plans to invade Iran, which, by the way, Trump could have ordered Milley to provide.
And
does
what
not,
she was blaming them for in this.
Correct. Yeah. Does not respond to or have anything to do with the precise criticism, which was, Trump, you were so out of control. You're such a small man with such a minuscule amount of confidence that you couldn't be trusted with your finger on the button. And so your top general had to step in. Yeah, even if he did present those papers to you sua sponte on his own, doesn't negate the fact that he couldn't trust you with them, couldn't trust what you do with them. That's the problem. Huh. Let me show you an example, starts rustling around. I have this big pile of papers. That's where we are. Keep it rolling, Evan.
This was him. They presented me this. This is off the record, but they presented me this. This was him. This was the Defense Department and him. We looked at some. This was him. This wasn't done by me. This was him. All sorts of stuff. It's pages long. Look. Wait a minute. Let's see here. Wait a minute.
Yeah.
I just found, isn't that amazing? This totally wins my case, you know. Mm-hmm. Except it is like highly confidential, yeah. Secret. This is secret information. Yeah. Look at this. You attack, and
Hillary would print that out all the time. You know,
she'd send it,
email.
No, she'd send it to Anthony Weiner, the pervert. By the way, isn't that incredible?
Though? Yeah.
I was just saying because we were talking about it, and you know, he said he wanted to attack Iran and what?
He's in the papers.
This was done by the military, given to me.
It's Republican fever dream in the seventh circle of hell. It's insane to hear this.
Right. So, again, keep in mind what we just explained before the second portion of the tape, right? He's trying to assert that the criticism that he couldn't be trusted to make rational decisions, which was the point of the press that had come out about Milley effectively giving an order, that the president's orders regarding war weren't to be followed. And he's busy talking about, he presented this to me. Yeah, you dummy. Do we not think Donald J. Trump asked Milley to prepare war plans? It's not like they sit around in the DOD and like, let's just randomly sketch a very current, very of the moment war. They have war plans on everybody, of course. But it seems to me this is a highly specific thing. And now he's saying, oh, well, yeah, this wins my case. Wins my case that what? You're not to be trusted with the nation's most secret information? No, it does not win your case. It proves that point.
It's one of the most nonsensical parts of it. Like, what case? I can't even understand what he means there.
He means the case of the press reporting that Milley had to issue this contravening order. I think that's the case that he's referring to. But it's not a case.
No one
cares
anymore.
He's talking about criticism of him, and he can't understand that what he's showing these people has nothing to do with the baseline criticism. It's actually reinforcing the point that the man's unfit to lead a country. He's unfit to be a commander in chief. This proves it. Was that was that all of the sound?
We have one more, and it's almost the most craven one, in my opinion.
Well, hit it.
I think we can probably get it.
We'll have to see. Yeah, we'll have to try to
declassify.
Figure out
See, as president, I could have declassified.
Yeah.
Now I can't, but this is
classified. Now we have a problem.
Isn't that interesting?
Yeah.
It's so cool. I mean, it's so, here and I have, and you probably almost didn't believe me, but now you believe me.
No, I believe
it's incredible, right?
No.
Hey, bring some Cokes in, please.
It's so cool. Oh, it's so cool.
That's not the problem, of course. As a criminal matter, he can say whatever he wants is cool. The problem is, for Donald Trump, what he said right at the beginning of that third cut, and that is, these are secret, these are confidential. I could have declassified these when I was president, but I didn't. We have a problem. And then they're talking about whether or not they could be used by this member of the press to effectively be Donald Trump's PR instrument, to go out and to tell the public, oh, no. What General Milley has been reported as saying, that you were unreliable, that you couldn't be trusted with our nation's most important security issues. Yeah, I'm sorry. This is so disgustingly terrible, it almost defies commentary, but don't you worry. I'll continue to comment on it just as soon as we get back. I'm Maggie Dawn. This is The Maggie Dawn Show on the Civic Media Radio Network. Call and join us, 844-967-2789.
Does your financial strategy include your hopes and dreams? What matters most to you? For over 100 years, Thrivent has helped clients like you find financial solutions for life's important goals. Explore a full range of options, from financial advice and investments to insurance, banking, and generosity programs. To have a heart-to-heart about your finances, contact Mandy Roberts, who you may recognize as Mandy Wright. Call her at 715-470-1303. 715-470-1303. Mandy Roberts proudly serves the central Wisconsin area. For more details, visit thereichman.com/disclosure.
This summer, 540 AM WAUK has a new lineup.
Yes, that's awesome.
Starting at 6 AM, Up North News, 8 to 10, The Earl Ingram Show. Mondays, 8 to 9, Under the Helmet with the Gravedigger, Gilbert Brown and Earl Ingram. 10 to 12, As Goes Wisconsin. At noon, Civic Media Network News. At 12:15, Town Call. 1 to 3, The Todd Alba Show. 3 to 4, Matt Flynn Direct. 4 to 6, The Devil's Advocates with Dom and Crude. And 6 to 7, The Maggie Dawn Show on 540 AM WAUK.
The Maggie Dawn Show.
Wisconsin's manner of funding local government is nearly singular in the country. That cheese stands alone, if you will. It hasn't been working in Milwaukee. It hasn't been working in Rhinelander. It hasn't been working in La Crosse, Green Bay, Madison, Kenosha, Racine. I don't care what you pick. It ain't working.
The Maggie Dawn Show, Monday through Friday at 6 p.m. on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
Here's your updated forecast on the Shaw. Mainly clear tonight with lows around 65. Southerly winds 5 to 10 miles an hour. A blend of clouds and sun tomorrow. Slight chance for scattered thunderstorms. Highs around 91. Partly cloudy tomorrow night. Lows level off around 68. Upper 80s Wednesday with a chance for scattered thunderstorms. Upper 70s, partly cloudy Thursday. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Derek Height. Currently, it's 82 degrees.
This summer, 540 AM WAUK has a new lineup. Starting at 6 AM, Up North News, 8 to 10, The Earl Ingram Show on 540 AM WAUK.
Yeah. That the clean versions are always good, but boy, that was on point, wasn't it? little Amy Winehouse to bring us back. I'm Maggie Dawn. You are listening to the Maggie Dawn Show here on the Civic Media Radio Network. You can always listen crystal clear on the brand new Civic Media Radio app. Go to your favorite app store, download, and then you have one touch call into the show, one touch text. We'll see it real time. Super cool, super fun. But of course, you can always do it the old-fashioned way, call or text 844-967-2789. I know that powerful people and rich people say incredibly stupid things all the time. And they're surrounded by people who laugh at jokes that aren't funny, say yes when they should say no, and enable all sorts of incredibly disgusting behavior. But we confirmed during the break that this meeting happened 2 days after January 6th. And what Donald Trump is worried about is that General Milley reportedly didn't trust him to see the country through to January 20th. I wonder why that is, Wonder why General Milley might have issued such an order. Might it be because you did nothing to discourage your supporters not 48 hours before from chanting "Hang Mike Pence"? Might that be why the chairman of the Joint Chiefs was concerned about your judgment, sir? May I remind the audience, of course, that the constitutional amendment that allows the cabinet to remove a president was also being discussed at this time. I mean, that's what we're talking about here. I want to hear the last part of the clip one more time, Evan, because that is a guilty verdict.
I think we can probably,
yeah. I don't know. We'll have to see. Yeah, we'll have to try to
declassify. See, as president, I could have declassified it. Now I can't, but this is
classified. Yeah, now we have a problem.
Isn't that interesting?
Yeah.
It's so cool. I mean, and you probably almost didn't believe me, but now you believe me.
No, I believe you.
It's incredible, right?
No,
hey, bring some Cokes in, please.
some nonchalant.
Bring some pokes in, please. Yeah. Man. You know, I often, when I show our nuclear war plans and response plans for a potential world war and engagement with Iran, that also makes me parched, and I search for the nearest Coca-Cola product. You can tell that the woman that he's talking with, and there's two women apparently in this interview, that she knows that, like, we'll have to see if we can use what you're giving me. To which he then engages in the very conversation about its classified status.
Yeah, the topic and the tone don't match. And it ends, it's maniacal. It's positively depraved. To
what
listen
that
to
is
it.
Is sociopathic, right? It's yes. It's psychopathy. It's like there's no... The light-weighted tenor of this belies the subject matter. And remember, the underlying thing here is Milley was so worried that the man would actually start a war with Iran, perhaps because Trump asked him to put together the war plans. You know what I'm saying? Like, General Milley can't go out and say that. He can't say, I'm worried that Donald Trump might order a war with Iran because he ordered me to prepare war plans. Yeah, all of the rest of people in government, to a large extent, bear unbelievably weighty secrets all the time. It's part of what we do. But there becomes a moment when there's a higher calling. That's why this, the Trump deep throat, that guy that wrote that book, and oh, we all stick around because if we leave and there's no one good there, no one will be there to constrain his worst impulses. You jerk. You shouldn't have taken the job in the first place, but you let your ego get ahead of you. All of these co-conspirators.
No one competent would have been there, you know, had they left. Like, yeah, his worst impulses would have, they would have tried to act on him. But he doesn't surround himself with competent actors.
They wouldn't have known how to execute.
Exactly.
And one of his chief co-conspirators was Bill frickin' Barr. But now even Bill Barr knows that the gig, as they say, is up. And we can listen to him say it himself. You got a little Bill Barr for me, Evan?
To see what the defense says and what proves to be true. But I do think that even half what Andy McCarthy said, which is if even half of it is true, then he's toast. I mean, it's a very detailed indictment, and it's very, very damning.
Yeah. So is a tape where you're like, I could have declassified them. I didn't. They're classified. Bring in some cokes, will ya?
It buries him completely. That's why it exonerates me. It just makes no sense at all.
No, none of this makes any sense unless you are the center of the universe, right? If the only thing that matters is you, it doesn't matter what's in the document. If it's useful to you, you'll use it. 2 days after January 6th, right? That's where we're at. And I just want to make a couple of things very clear. Absolutely nothing in the Presidential Records Act entitles a president to keep classified materials after they are president. Nothing. In fact, the Presidential Records Act was enacted to prevent exactly that from happening. What it clarified and its purpose was that in a post-Nixon era where an American president was nearly impeached, the country realized we better lock up our secrets. So the Presidential Records Act, yeah, it states clearly, very clearly, that classified materials are property of the U.S. government.
And to specify, the actual leaked recording came from an interview at his Bedminster resort in July of 2021. So it was after he had been gone, right? And that
he'd been gone. So what does that mean, folks? It means keep your eye on the New Jersey federal courts, because there might be some interesting action coming from that section of the United States. I am Maggie Dunn. We're going to take a little pivot after the break. So keep it locked in. Come back and join us here on the Maggie Dunn Show. Call or text 844-967-278.
This summer, 540 AM WAUK has a new lineup at 12:15, Wisconsin Roundtable. 1 to 3, The Todd Alba Show on 540 AM WAUK.
CBS News Brief. The first excessive heat warning of the summer is in effect in Las Vegas, where it could get as hot as 113 degrees. Dr. Jay Coates at the burn unit of Sunrise Hospital in Las Vegas.
What we've already seen, too, in the last couple days are people think they can make it across the asphalt barefoot.
and they wind up burning off the bottoms of their feet.
Police in Baltimore are asking for the public's help in finding whoever shot and killed two people at a block party yesterday. Acting Police Commissioner Richard Worley.
I strongly urge anyone with any information to help us bring these individuals to justice.
They're offering a $28,000 reward. Israeli forces have killed 8 Palestinians in the occupied West Bank in a strike involving drones and hundreds of troops in one of the biggest operations there in 20 years. Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu.
Our troops are battling the terrorists with unyielding resolve and fortitude while doing everything to avoid civilian casualties.
CBS News Brief. I'm Christopher Cruz.
Looking for more local programming? Check out our website, civicmedia.us, to see our entire lineup.
For Civic Media News, I'm Stuart J. Waddles. Here's what you need to know in Southeast Wisconsin. There will be a glow in Waukesha tonight before the official fireworks show. The first 3,000 people to enter the party at Lowell Park are getting glow bracelets, with the visuals taking to the sky at around 9:30. If you are going to the neighborhood beer garden event, remember you can't bring in pets, grills, or your own beverages. The holiday weekend in Milwaukee started with a disturbing wave of violence. According to police, a total of 11 people were shot between Saturday and early this morning. A 19-year-old from West Bend was killed. 3 men have been arrested in connection with that shooting. No arrests have been reported in relation to the other 10 shootings. A woman and a child were rescued from a balcony yesterday in Wauwatosa. The fire department was called into a Wauwatosa Avenue apartment building when the two were spotted seeking refuge on the balcony at around 2 a.m. For Civic Media News, I'm Stuart J. Waddles.
Living happily ever after isn't always a reality. If you're over 50 and are considering divorce, attorney Andrea Gage with the Everson Law Firm can provide the guidance you need. Andrea focuses on silver divorces, the kind that get more complicated over time and present unique challenges. A family, multiple properties, significant assets. Andrea and the team at Everson Law have the experience to protect your interests. Call Everson Law to set up an appointment with Andrea today. It's never too late to be happy. Everson Law, 920-435-3734.
This summer, 540 AM WAUK has a new lineup.
Yes, that's awesome.
Starting at 6 AM, Up North News, 8 to 10, The Earl Ingram Show. Mondays, 8 to 9, Under the Helmet with the Grave Digger, Gilbert Brown and Earl Ingram. 10 to 12, As Goes Wisconsin. At noon, Civic Media Network News. At 12:15, Town Call. 1 to 3, The Todd Alba Show. 3 to 4, Matt Flynn Direct. 4 to 6, The Devil's Advocates with Dom and Crute. And 6 to 7, The Maggie Dawn Show. On 540 AM WAUK. UK.
Hi, we're the Goo Goo Dolls. We're fortunate that our daughters have what they need to grow and learn. But that isn't the case for nearly 13 million kids in the U.S. that struggle with hunger.
Childhood hunger is a heartbreaking reality that Feeding America is working to change. Each year, the Feeding America network of food banks rescues billions of pounds of good food that would have gone to waste and provides it to families and children in need.
You can help kids in need in your community by visiting feedingamerica.org.
Brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
Missed your favorite show live on air? It's easy to find what you enjoy wherever you listen to podcasts, including Spotify, Apple, and Google Podcasts. And we're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app.
Donald Trump, right, as president. Nobody knows what I'm doing here, and I had got a clue.
And people should recognize just how slick this was, getting back into this segment.
Yeah.
It was, we'll call it efficient. There was no meat, you know, fat on the bone here. It was all, millisecond was used, and it ended up working out great.
Good. Well, you are most welcome to come back to the Maggie Dawn Show. I'm here with my producer, Evan Preston. Thanks so much for tuning in. Join the conversation, 844-967-2789. So, a member of the Democratic delegation in the Assembly, I believe, in the State Senate, used the F-bomb today on the floor. you get, I don't know, you get to hang out with me in the studio on the radio if you can call in and guess who that was. But I also want to know from you all out there if you think using an F-bomb on the Senate floor is acceptable, and if so, in what circumstances, because we've got some here and we can explore whether or not those were the appropriate circumstances, and we will certainly do that in the last segment of the day. So if you're on the line and you've got an idea about who dropped the F-bomb, and no cheating, you can't look it up on the Google box.
No cheating. Don't do that. Nope.
If you know already, call up and let us know. Let us know what you think about the use of it. 844-967-2789. But we gotta go back to my head still explodes every time I think about what this man admitted on these tapes. It's just incredible to me. Now, keep in mind, everybody, that they're going to play the tape, and then they're going to call as a witness both of those women. And so some of his other little excuses, which I think yesterday was on ABC, he said, oh, it's just showing them newspapers and things. I know what a newspaper sounds like, and it doesn't sound like what that sounded like.
That was A4, you know,
yeah.
Bleached. I can't remember what else they do to paper, but you know, that was the good stuff.
Yes. This is the good stuff. Yeah, that was the good stuff. It wasn't a newspaper. So, yeah, they're going to be calling live witnesses. His lawyer, Corcoran, might be called as a witness. He's going to testify that he told Donald Trump that he couldn't have any of this stuff and that he had to turn it over. And yet, you know, didn't. I heard that Dynamo Dave's on the line. My friend, what say you this fine afternoon?
I'm going to guess this was that senator from Texas, the guy that ran in 2016 against Trump. I can't recall his name.
Ted Cruz.
Yeah.
Ted Cruz.
Yeah, Ted Cruz. I don't know why I couldn't remember his name. But yeah, was it Ted Cruz?
It was not Ted Cruz. We're talking about a state senator here in Wisconsin. So in our state Senate.
Oh, I wonder who it was.
But I love the fact that if you have to generate, like if I'm describing a despicable person that's in the U.S. Senate, like other than Ron Johnson, the next person you think of is, of course, Ted Cruz. So I applaud that, Dynamo Dave. I'm here for that.
Thank you. You're very kind. Hey, you know, Trump, doesn't this stuff, you know, that he's saying his newspaper or something like that, doesn't that rise to the level of treason as far as the whole showing stuff as far as the plans to invade Iran?
Well, he talked about executing people who did this.
And then what was it? Manafort pulled, I don't know, over 1,000 documents or more on the last day that they're in the White House, and you know, and Trump stashed them. And now Joe Scarborough is saying, hey, you know, Trump has always been about the Benjamins, you know, as far as that was his motivation. And we don't even know Jared Kushner first of all, there was that war on terrorism, remember? That was an endless war, according to George W. Bush. And so we're still at war. Saudi Arabia had 9 hijackers on 9/11. We're still at war, allegedly. So wouldn't this be a treasonous act if he sold this or gave this, you know, and that was the exchange that Jared Kushner got, you know, the $2 billion from the Saudis? Wouldn't this rise to the level where treason and he could actually be executed?
So thank you for the call, Dynamo Dave. For everyone that may not have been able to follow Dynamo Dave's bouncing ball there of some theories that he strung together, what he effectively is asking is, knowing that we do that, Trump world gaslights America. So whatever they accuse Joe Biden of, whatever they accuse Democrats of, it's basically because they're doing that exact same thing, if not worse, right? So what Dynamo Dave just asked me was, isn't Trump's family engaging in effectively a conspiracy to commit treason to enrich themselves personally? And aren't they indeed committing treason? And he basically laid out a premise that since 9/11, there's been an unofficial war on terror it's been officialized sort of in different ways and then pulled back and all kinds of things are going. But to most people, we continue to fight a war on terror. And if we're fighting a war on terror, and we know that some of the 9/11 hijackers came from Saudi Arabia, how is it okay that Jared Kushner, after his father-in-law left the White House, struck a deal that's going to net him like $200 million a year for doing something that he's never done before in his entire life and has no qualified experience regarding? Like, that's what he's asking. And he's asking, of course, because Donald Trump was showing these documents to members of the press and they had to deal with our nation's security. Isn't that treason? I am not an expert on treason, but I'll tell you this. Other than selling them to Iran or Vladimir Putin, I don't know what could be worse than this. Like, what? Actually spying on his own country for his own personal profit.
Why else would he have them? That's the thing that makes it just really, really bad to my mind. Like, just why?
People have asked that question a few times, and I think there's a very simple answer, and Occam's razor is sometimes highly appropriate, and it's that the simplest answer is that he took them because he is a hoarder, and because these things make him feel important. They're vestiges of power. It's like an emperor with no clothes but his robes. He's going to be sure he takes his robes with him.
Yeah, there is that saying, like, never attribute to malice what can be attributed to incompetence. There's well, a color put. Of that there.
Well put. You know, but again, there's also this well-trod history for Donald Trump of monetizing whatever leverage happens to come his way, right? And I think that's the best way to put it. He monetizes leverage. So he views everything from a leverage and pressure point perspective, and he uses whatever tool is in front of him to create power asymmetry to then turn into money, right? That's the best way I can summarize the psychology of Donald Trump. It's no more complex nor simple than that. And he is an absolute master in operating in circles and places and in relationships where he is assured from moment one that he always will have the most acute, most extraordinary power asymmetry in the relationship. Those are the only relationships Donald Trump will engage in. Why do you think this man's closest advisors in the world are his children? All do. They seem like nifty, also pathological people. But most politicians hire actual experts. And we can, you know, go after expertise all we want. It's not something that I find a particularly enjoyable exercise because I think it's based in ego and baloney. But the three people he trusts most are his kids. What do his kids need? Donald Trump to keep loving them so they get their cut. Right? Who else is, what peer of Donald Trump's does he bring to his side to engage with him, to challenge him? Not a single person.
No.
Right?
And, all, you know, testimony into the indictment that was released. I know the indictment's still sealed, right?
Which one? The documents case?
Yes.
No, it's not.
Okay. Well, I know we have a lot of the information just to make sure. But
nope,
he asks his lawyers to get in the muck with him. He asked his lawyers to break the law, basically on the record, you know. So they're committed.
Yet to me, it is all about how he uses leverage and power asymmetry to create wealth and more power for him. That's what the presidency is. It's not about the country. Keep writing those checks, CJ. And here's what's interesting. We look at Mike Pence. We look at Kevin McCarthy, right? Two people that I think most even centrist Republicans would say, these are traditional Republicans that they're upholding our values and they're just trying to like get it done and get the policies done. Kevin McCarthy was also discussing the constitutional amendment whereby the president would be removed from office by his cabinet. That's how concerned he was in the aftermath of January 6th. Mike Pence had begun criticizing him. But now both of these ego-driven, power-hungry, there is no bottom, depraved individuals, now all they can talk about on Twitter or wherever it is that the FBI has been politicized. The Department of Justice has been weaponized, that there's two systems of justice in the federal law enforcement arena. Give me a freaking break. But sometimes they say the quiet part out loud, don't they? Don't they, Evan?
Well, they do. That they do.
And McCarthy has been backpedaling ever since this little tidbit came out of his mouth. Roll it, Evan. We think we've got it. We might have it.
Oh, we have it.
Okay. Evan is going to let me know when we've got it because
indicted.
We got it. Here we go.
His poll numbers are going up, so primary voters like him. If he wins the primary, do you think he can win the general? And is it good for the Republican Party if Donald Trump is the nominee?
Look.
And then I want to get to Biden and his malarkey defense and all that stuff.
Trump, can Trump beat Biden? Yeah, he can beat Biden.
Is that a good thing for the Republican Party if Donald Trump is the...
The Republicans get to select their nominee. I think if you want to go sheer policy to policy, it's not good for Republicans. It's good for America. Trump's policies are better, straightforward, than Biden's.
It makes it complicated if he's got all these trials and all this stuff overhanging.
It makes it complicated. Also helps him when...
But do you think he could win an election? Could he win an election?
Can he win that election? Yeah, he can.
You think he can?
The question is he the strongest to win the election? I don't know that answer, but can anybody beat Biden? Yeah, anybody can beat Biden. Can Biden beat other people? Yes, Biden can beat him. It's on any given day.
So...
Yeah, not so smooth.
Oops. Oops. Oh, if you missed it, right, you have Kevin McCarthy trying to talk about Trump policies and then finding himself into a place where his interviewer is asking him to effectively compare Trump to other potential Republican candidates, and he basically lets slip that he thinks Donald Trump is a liability in a general election. I don't know how else you interpret, and he realizes what he said, and then
he's
he starts
the
with the word salad.
And Biden can beat him.
Yep. Oops, that part. I think McCarthy's brain went blank, and admittedly, I've had this happen to me a couple of times in court. It's unfun. Where you're in the middle of it, you've got your flow going, and then all of a sudden you lose it, and you're just, oh, what did I just say? And the only thing that you can think in your head is the truth. And oftentimes what comes out of your mouth when that happens is nothing but the truth. And that is exactly what happened to Kevin McCarthy. Now, Mike Pence, I actually think he's a hand puppet. I'm not sure who's got their hand up. Like, maybe it's the fly.
It's his mother.
I don't know.
It's his mother.
Or it's ChatGPT.
Sure, sure.
Right? But here's the best summary of Mike Pence. I've got 45 seconds. I've got it. Pence loves to talk about being a Christian and a constitutionalist. I'm grateful that he refused to overturn the 2020 presidential election, but that is a low bar. Like so many others who defended and abetted Trump's conduct in office, Pence has become marvelously adept at shading facts, peddling falsehoods, lying, and smearing anyone who tries to hold Trump accountable. He just does it with extra piety. That's from Bulwark today after a summary of all Pence's tortured explanations of Donald Trump's criminality. Blech. I'm Maggie Dawn. Keep it locked in. This is the Maggie Dawn Show on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Sandwiches are the original fast food. What could be easier than spreading a bit of mustard on Country Hearts cracked wheat bread, then topping with smoked ham and cheddar, or maybe a peanut butter and strawberry jam on Kids' Choice whole grain white? So, on your way to the lake or park this summer, skip the drive-thru and pack a cooler with your favorite sandwiches instead. Country Hearth Breads, baking our best for you.
This summer, 540 AM WAUK has a new lineup.
Yes, that's awesome.
Starting at 6 AM, Up North News, 8 to 10, The Earl Ingram Show. Mondays, 8 to 9, Under the Helmet with the Gravedigger, Gilbert Brown and Earl Ingram. 10 to 12, As Goes Wisconsin. At noon, Civic Media Network News. At 12:15, Town Call. 1 to 3, The Todd Alba Show. 3 to 4, Matt Flynn Direct. 4 to 6, The Devil's Advocates with Dom and Crute. And 6 to 7, The Maggie Dawn Show on 540 AM WAUK.
Ready for our little forest adventure?
Yes!
So much greater than me. Yeah, I wanna go outside. I wanna be.
We're here.
Whoa, that was fast.
There's a forest closer than you think. Find a park or forest near you and music inspired by nature at discovertheforest.org. Brought to you by USDA Forest Service and the Ad Council.
Here's your updated forecast on the Shaw. Mainly clear skies tonight with a low of 65. Winds out of the south, 5 to 10 miles an hour. Sunshine mixed with clouds at times tomorrow. Slight chance for scattered storms. High temperatures reach up to 91. Lows around 68. Tomorrow night, partly cloudy. Chance for scattered thunderstorms Wednesday and Thursday. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Derek Height. Currently, it's 82 degrees.
This summer, 540 AM WAUK has a new lineup. 10 to 12, As Goes Wisconsin. At noon, Civic Media Network News on 540 AM WAUK.
I shave my legs and sometimes I don't. Sometimes I comb my hair and sometimes I won't. Depending on how the wind blows, I might even paint my toes.
Welcome back, everybody. I am Maggie Dawn. This is the Maggie Dawn Show here on the Civic Media Network. Go get that app. You'll love it. We got a few callers here. And Evan... I do see we've got Jeannie from Eau Claire, but I did want to get some sort of apparently interesting, maybe on point ramblings from CJ to kick it off. And I will want to grab a little bit of that Cheney audio after we hear from CJ. But CJ, my friend, welcome back. It's nice to hear from you. What do you have to say?
Well, thank you, Maggie, for taking my call. I want accountability for wherever it leads. I don't care if it's the Biden family or the Trump family, but the mere fact that you don't talk about today's news doesn't really surprise me. Did you happen to watch the IRS whistleblower on CBS News? Was it Fox? The CBS News, the IRS investigator whistleblower about the cover-up all the way to the top of Merrick Garland and the impeachment proceeding that is getting started by Kevin McCarthy. God bless his soul.
So no, I haven't. Thanks for that, CJ. And here's what I'm going to do. I'll pay a whole lot of attention to that when I'll go check it out. But if there isn't actual evidence and specific information about the alleged conspiracy, and I will read and I will follow the coverage, CJ. But I'm not going to bring unsubstantiated allegations. No. I'm not going to bring something that has absolutely no evidentiary basis that hasn't resulted in a criminal charge yet forward. If this looks to be something that actually has legs, CJ, I will talk about it. If Biden is as corrupt as you have argued he is, let me finish. If Biden is as corrupt as you have argued he is, I will stand proudly and argue for his impeachment, sir. You began your call onto this program with the most fair thing that I've heard you say in quite some time. And you said that everyone should be held accountable. And so if what that whistleblower said today is true and there is evidence to back it up, then yes, that accountability should go right to the top, CJ. I couldn't agree with you more on that point. But what I always will demand is evidence. And actual charges that can be proven in a court of law where people have to swear an oath and say that they will risk going to prison for perjury. That's what I'm focused on. There was another little piece of news today. Thanks for calling, CJ. Keep listening. Keep calling. I love to chop it up with you, friend. There was another little piece of audio today that I thought I'd throw there out there. And then we'll talk about, maybe that state senator that used the F-bomb on the floor today and why they did so. But I did want to hear from that former congressional representative from Ohio that did see some pretty direct evidence of some wrongdoing. What did Liz Cheney have to say today, Evan?
What we've done in our politics is create a situation where
we're electing idiots. And and so I don't look at it through the lens of like, you know, is this what I should do or what I shouldn't do? I look at it through the lens of how do we elect serious people? And I think electing serious people can't be partisan.
Wow.
She used some colorful language, but she was
Let's just stick with that. Electing serious people shouldn't be partisan. Electing serious people shouldn't be partisan. And I think today we heard someone, a state senator who represents a Democrat who represents a portion of Milwaukee on the Senate floor today in our state capitol, drop the F-bomb. And I think with good gosh darn reason, not sure I would recommend doing that. But what she had to say and what led her to that place emotionally was very serious. Because what's baked into this budget that's going to be shoved down our throats by the GOP in our state house neglects families. It neglects what are once very proud, almost universally hailed as one of the best, most affordable public educations in the world, decimating that program. And what Senator, and I'm not going to say the name yet, has say, yeah, I can see where she got to the F-bomb. But Jeannie from Eau Claire, what do you have to say this afternoon on the Maggie Dawn Show? Thanks for calling.
We literally just lost her. Jeannie,
you got a couple Jeannie, minutes. Oh, Jeannie, call on back, my friend. Right. Sorry we lost you. Yeah. Well, not to bury the lead. Sorry we lost you, Jeannie. But the senator that used the F-bomb today on the Senate floor was Senator LaTanya Johnson from Milwaukee. And she said it because... Well, first of all, let me tell you what she said. She said, F the suburbs because they don't know a GD thing about how life is in the city.
Yeah.
And she used the words.
Yeah.
But the reason that she got there is she was talking about a number of provisions in the GOP budget. And one of them is truly, truly, at least in my view, disturbing. And that is they are taking out continuation of a program that was called Child Care Counts that was started under President Biden to help out during the pandemic and effectively was a federal subsidy to child care centers. And I'm just going to tell you, the GOP has taken out continued funding for that. And here's what a report that dropped just last week from the Wisconsin Policy Forum found, that child care in Milwaukee County cost $12,000 a year for a four-year-old, and it costs $16,000 a year for an infant. And so that amounts to 22 to 30% of your income. If you make the mean income, the medium income in Milwaukee County of $55,000.
That's a mortgage.
That's correct. You go broke doing that. And the GOP here in Wisconsin, they want to tell you, we're not going to help out with that. What they want to do is incentivize new child care centers, but that's not going to solve the problem because the labor shortage is the problem, so that the price will continue to be extraordinarily high until there is a subsidy to help pay for the labor that we need to take care of our children. That's what the GOP in this state are about. Not the kids, not middle class affordable families. That's why Senator LaTanya Johnson used the F-bomb on the floor of the Senate today. I will be back after the 4th of July break, I think. And I'm going to have some really cool guests. And we'll be back tomorrow before we get there. So this is Maggie Dawn. This has been the Maggie Dawn Show. Thank you, Evan Preston, here on the Civic Media Network. Come on back tomorrow. We'll have more for you, folks.
This summer, 540 AM WAUK has a new lineup.
Yes, that's awesome.
Starting at 6 AM, Up North News, 8 to 10, The Earl Ingram Show. Mondays, 8 to 9, Under the Helmet with the Gravedigger, Gilbert Brown and Earl Ingram. 10 to 12, As Goes Wisconsin. At noon, Civic Media Network News. At 12:15, Town Call. 1 to 3, The Todd Alba Show. 3 to 4, Matt Flynn Direct. 4 to 6, The Devil's Advocates with Dom and Crude. And 6 to 7, The Maggie Dawn Show on 540 AM WAUK.
My name is Teresa Barber. I was in the United States Navy, and I served overseas in the Middle East and Africa. Early on in my career, I had a commander that taught our suicide prevention training, and the very next day, he took his own life. 90% of suicide attempts involving a gun are fatal. My way of continuing my service is to help protect my community by being a responsible gun owner and by storing firearms safely. Store all your guns securely. Help stop suicide.
Brought to you by End Family Fire and the Ad Council.
You're listening to The Shaw.
WAUK 540 AM Jackson. W266 DR Waukesha.
And always streaming on the Civic Media app.